I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sunday, November 7th marks the International Day of Prayer for Persecuted Christians. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
when my coworkers here at Voice of the Martyrs or I go and we sit down with persecuted Christians, we ask them, you know, hey, how can we help you? How can Christians in places like the United States, in free countries, how can we help? The first thing they say is pray for us.
You can get involved, especially through your local church. In fact, Nettleton hopes every church takes time on Sunday to pray for persecuted Christians around the world. VOM has created resources to help, including a short video that puts a face to the idea of persecuted Christians. Plus, VOM gives churches specific things to pray for on Sunday. The ministry has observed this day of prayer for over 20 years. Get connected at missionnews.org. And First Century Christians speak to us today through the work of International Media Ministries. President Denise Godwin says the latest IMM docudrama about Cyprian carries a timely message for today's viewers.
He led them first to stand firm during persecution. And then when the community becomes ill and there's people literally dead in the streets, he leads the church to go out, bury the dead bodies, and minister to those who've been shut out of their homes because people were afraid.
The quality of this production earns merit. Cyprian took first place in the Strength of Faith category at this year's Hollywood Divine International Film Festival. You can find Cyprian on Amazon or Redeem TV. Just search for the series Lost Legacy Reclaimed, or we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional for women written by women, and it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.